Pick scarabs from the dawn. Drought morning. Soft breeze, just a tickle of rain on the plains. Drought. Flood. Grasshoppers eat everything. Rabbits overpopulate. Random cycles of a harsh nature god. Sucking cotton candy like strands of orange from the sunset. Stricken beacon lays on its side, gives off a flickering pale glow, then dies. This issue's in the dark days that come. Small town troubled enough. Built on bulldoze, downed burial mounds. Tiny bone fragments in the bathwater. 1 year we had a nightmare crop. The corn stalks grew tall and strong. But instead of corn, the cobs held human teeth. That's the year traveling salesmen made lots of money selling magical protection in the form of glyph weather vanes. There's a spring fest older than recorded time. It is still celebrated here in this normally straight-laced, high-moralized town. A town that still sometimes has public killings of the mentally ill because they are believed to be possessed by a demon. A 15-year-old is randomly selected every year to be the young corn god. This always means a jock or someone of handsome looks gets randomly chosen, except on my 15th year they somehow, probably by mistake, chose me. I had to walk down the bleachers past cheering, jeering classmates and townsfolk, plus a scattering of outsiders who come for the perverse thrill of it all. I accepted the drink the principal hands me. He looks a bit cross, angry at me being chosen. Not my fault. Hell, I would have dressed in better underwear had I known. Young corn god, that's me for the season. Now I have to take off all my clothes on the stage while nearly the whole town watches. I had never been high before that evening's event. I felt good and a little sexy. My shyness numbed away by the mix of whatever drugs were in that drink. I think there was blood in there too. I pulled my shirt off, skinny arms, pale skin shining in the bright lights, cameras flash. For years, everybody shall have pics of my cock to show around until they're all lost or fallen apart from too much handling. My cock is as long as it gets without craning upwards. It looks big and full, and I'm proud of it, excited by the gaze of so many eyes I know. I've seen others up here too I never thought, but sometimes feared I would be chosen. Such a straight-laced, we don't talk about sex in public community all year long until this ceremony, older than our invasion of this land that we hold dear.